This is the future.
You built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
It's alive!
It's the sound of science!
It is the 50th anniversary of the Abrams Planetarium at Michigan State University. The five decades have seen enormous changes in America's space program and in the way we think of space. Shannon Schmall is director of MSU's Abrams Planetarium. Shannon, America's space race was really hot and heavy 50 years ago. Tell us what was happening.
Years ago, we were looking to the moon. We were hoping to send astronauts up into space and into orbit around the Earth for the first time. And it was the first time we really had a chance to jump off of our little rock of the Earth. So it was pretty exciting.
When you think about these five decades, how have planetariums like the Abrams evolved and changed in that time?
Oh, they have evolved and changed a lot in a lot of ways in terms of the technology that we use in order to actually show people the night sky. 50 years ago, we had what we call in the business the ant projectors, so to speak, which are sort of those classic planetariums where they have the star balls on either end and it rotates on a couple different axes and it just projects the stars up onto the sky. And it gives a very beautiful view of what the night sky is, or a recreation of the night sky. But since then, we've really evolved into digital projectors, things that use vacuum tubes, to today where we actually use digital video projectors just about 10 times bigger than what you tend to think of when you see something in a classroom. And so what that allows us to do is go beyond just what we can see from the Earth, which is what we still do, and we still want to inspire astronomy that way, but we can jump off of the Earth. We can fly out to Mars and actually fly through Valles Marineris, which is a canyon on Mars about the size of the United States. We can fly out to the stars or to the galaxies or even out to the edge of the universe, or the observable universe, so to speak, in order to see the leftover radiation from the Big Bang. And so we can actually travel the universe, so to speak, which is very exciting.
How has our knowledge of space and our, if you will, sense of familiarity with space travel impacted what you do at a planetarium and how you do it?
I think there's a lot more excitement. There's a lot of excitement back in the 60s when we first opened, certainly, because we were sending people into space for the first time. But I don't think that excitement has really died down, really. We still have people who come in and they have tons of questions about what's going on in space. They want to know what's going on with Hubble, what's going on with the new missions. We still get questions about why Pluto was demoted from a planet, and people still feel very strongly about that. And it's a sense of wonder that just never goes away with what's out there. And I think having a planetarium in order to help answer those questions is very useful. And I think the fact that we send people up into space all the time it maintains that excitement.
Do you see a day when planetaria will become a thing of the past?
I don't see that day yet. I certainly don't, because I think as we evolve, the planetaria have evolved as well. And it allows us to see things differently, and we can explore more than just space with planetaria. We can explore all different kinds of science now with the full dome theaters, and it's a very immersive space because you are surrounded by this dome around you, and it lets you really explore everything out there, really. That might be a bit of a jump, but there's a lot of different things that we can certainly explore, and I think we'll continue to evolve with the science and the space travel as well.
Shannon, are there any other uses for planetaria?
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of people who would probably argue that planetaria should only be used for astronomy, and I think that's something that we still want to keep at the forefront. But you can do full-dome video projection on planetaria now that allow you to fly or go underneath the ocean and swim with the fishes. And you can, so we actually have a lot of full-dome shows now that sort of can take you into an immersive environment and walk you through the ocean or through the pyramids or anything like that. And so there's a lot more that we can do these days with them, since we do have these digital projectors now.
What is your very favorite part of the planetarium? What's most special to you personally?
I think my favorite part is still what every planetarium through history has been able to do, which is just to show an accurate representation of the night sky. There's nothing that really beats just going into the planetarium in the middle of the day, but getting to see the stars and finding the constellations and just sitting there and thinking about the universe. That's always been one of my favorite things.
Shannon Schmall is director of the Abrams Planetarium at Michigan State University, marking its 50th anniversary. Shannon, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.